Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, B, why are you staring at that book and clapping while you read?
Hey, Elliot, I'm reading the plays by one of our famous figures today, William Shakespeare, and clapping out the beats of the rhythm in iambic pentameter.
Which is the style that he and most playwrights and poets of his day wrote in.
Yeah, but now that you're here, would you mind taking over?
Sure.
Okay, now keep that beat. I'm going to use it to play a song just like our other famous figure, jazz legend Louis Armstrong. A 2 and a 12 and a... Hey, why'd you stop clapping? I was just getting started. I was calling that one King Lear after one of Shakespeare's most famous plays.
Well, B, it definitely sounded like a tragedy to me.
Oh, come on, I just need a little more practice. Now hit me with that measure for measure and put a little English on it.
Oh boy, Eric, please play the theme song.
Here we go, what do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on, get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play. The Who Was Podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.
Who was?
Live from Tongueland, or so-called SoCal, Los Angeles. Welcome to Who Was, the history quiz show that gives contestants the chance to win mega prizes and podcast glory. I'm B, your announcer for whom all gifts are to be or not to be. And here's your host, the man who always carries a skull with him just in case, it's Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, B, and big twist, it's my skull.
Ooh.
Welcome, everyone, to the Who Was Podcast. This show is like Jeopardy, only with surprise guests, silly games, and pizza rolls that we actually let cool first before we eat them.
These are good, and so is the roof of my mouth.
Great work, B. Our contestants were sent Who Was books about two great figures from history. Now they're here to show off their knowledge in the hopes of winning fantastic prizes.
Prizes, prizes.
Today we're talking about two people who love playdates, Louis Armstrong and William Shakespeare.
But before we learn about them, let's learn about our contestants.
Okay, first up, we've got Gia. Gia, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Gia. I'm a level 8 TNT gymnast turning into a 9 this summer. TNT gymnast, trampoline and tumbling.
How many levels are there in TNT gymnastics?
So once you get to 10, you go to elite and then, sorry, it's junior elite, then elite. And that's basically it.
Wow, so how long have you been tumbling and trampolining?
6 years.
Wow.
I have one more question for you, Gia. Which do you prefer, the trampolining or the tumbling?
Tumbling, because that's my main event.
I mean, that sounds really cool. I mean, I tumble a lot. I fall down quite a bit because my balance is not so good. Do you think I should get into gymnastics? Oh, stumble. You know what? I've been stumbling. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like jazz tumbling is stumbling.
Yeah, it's the flips that you don't do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's very impressive, Gia. That's fantastic. And our other contestant for today is Hazel. Hazel, could you please introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Hazel. I use they, them pronouns. I'm currently second for public forum debate.
Yeah, tell us more about this debate. I'm curious about it.
You each get a resolution each year. And for the resolution, last year was, do the benefits of space travel outweigh the harms? And I was on the negative side, which means I got to talk about environment and pollution, and I got to say how space travel was bad. And me and my partner, we went to a state competition, and now we're second in state.
Oh my gosh, well, congratulations. I love that second place. It means that you're hungry for first place, right?
You've got
that competition, that fire in you.
And similar to what I was saying to Gia, I wonder if I should take debate, because we have a lot of debates around my house, but it's more like... It's more like, we're having spaghetti for dinner, and my kids go, no, we're not.
In my family, it's like, we should have tacos. We should have tacos. Like, we debate over, like, the exact... We're on the same page, but still want to fight about it.
Oh, that's the best kind of debate, where everybody agrees.
Yeah, everyone agrees, but no one wants to stop.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's also the best kind of debate, because you get tacos at the end, so...
Yeah.
So everybody
top
wins.
Debates all end in tacos. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today. We are very excited to have you on the show. And also thank you to Eric, our musician, for providing our Meet the Contestants music and all the music you'll hear today. So that's Who Is. Now let's find out who was Louis Armstrong with Four Fast Facts.
Four Fast Facts.
Louis Armstrong was born in 1901 and died in 1971.
Louis started playing the cornet, a brass instrument similar to a trumpet, when he was 7.
Louis became one of the most famous and influential voices in jazz.
Speaking of voices, Louis was also known for his distinctive, gravelly voice.
Four Fast Facts.
Whew, those facts were crazy interesting.
You said it, B. Louis Armstrong lived a very interesting life.
Now, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I'm happy to let you folks continue.
Louis Armstrong!
A shout out to the Who Was app for helping you get here today.
Who was that? You want to reach someone in the past? All you need is the Who Was app. Who Was app?
I came here out of a curiosity. I was just wondering if either of you fine contestants play an instrument or know anyone who does.
That's a great question. How about it, Gia? Do you have time to play an instrument when you're not tumbling or trampolining?
Yes, I play the viola.
Oh.
Wow.
That's great. And Hazel, what about you? Do you play any instruments?
I also play viola, and I also play piano to start viola.
So today, I'm going to ignore the piano. I'm saying it's viola versus viola. We've got a real viola off.
VVV.
It's WWV, World War Viola, today on the Who Was podcast. Very exciting and very cool. Okay, Louis, you came all this way. I would hate for you to just leave after asking one question. Would you like to host our first game? It's called True or False.
True or False? Is it true or is it false? Is it false or is it true? Is it true that it was false? Or is it false that it was true? True. True or false?
In this game, Louis will ask our contestants a question, and they will let us know if it is true or...
False.
False. It's right there in the title. It's our first game of the game, so each question is worth 1 point. First question goes to Gia. Ready when you are, Louis.
When I was a little boy, the other kids called me Dipper because I was a huge Gravity Falls fan.
False?
That's right, it's false. They didn't have Gravity Falls back then. Back when Louis was a kid, drinking water was kept in buckets. A ladle called a dipper was used to pour water into a cup, but all the kids liked to drink straight from the dipper, the same way my sons only want to drink right out of the faucet. And Louis, he could drink an entire mouthful in one gulp, so the kids called him Dipper. Now, as a grown-up, he was known by the nickname Satchmo. Mr. Armstrong, why did they call you Satchmo?
That's a good question. That was short for Satchel Mouth. People just couldn't stop talking about my mouth.
Well, it is a great mouth. Okay, the next question goes to Hazel.
When I first started playing music professionally, I played clubs at night and slept all day, like some kind of jazz Dracula.
I think it's half true, half false, because I remember in the book it said that you only slept for a few hours before going back to work.
Yep, we'll take it. We were going to say false, but you provided exactly the reason why. Louis' early music career started out in nightclubs called honky tonks. Honky tonks paid musicians very low wages, so Louis had to have a day job. He'd play long into the night, sleep for a couple hours, and then go back to work. Sounds more like a jazz Batman to me. Okay, the next question goes to you, Gia.
I didn't learn to read music until after I was already a professional musician.
True.
That's right, it's true. Louis didn't learn to read music until he was 19 years old, already a professional. He was playing on a steamboat called the Dixie Belle. This steamer took long trips down the Mississippi River, so he used the spare time to learn to read music. Up until then, his natural talent let him learn songs and tunes just by hearing them. Okay, Hazel, here comes the final question of the round.
While recording a song of mine called Heebie Jeebies, I dropped the sheet music, and without the music, I just started singing silly nonsense like scooba da bop bop be doop oo wah ah 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 ba da bop bamboo.
True.
That's right, it's true. Back then, musicians had to record a song all the way right through in one take, so if you made a mistake, you couldn't stop. Louis's scatting was essentially a mistake, but people liked the sound. In fact, some musicians say he invented scat singing.
Okay, Elliot, I don't know about invented, now made better. Boop-a-doop-bop-bop-bop-bop. I'm here to talk to you about your car insurance. Bye.
You know, you can bungle and save with Geico.
The best scatting always involves car insurance, and Louis Armstrong taught us that.
True or false.
Great job, both of you, G and Hazel. A round of applause to you both.
Ah, the applause of an adoring audience. Salve to an artist's ears.
William Shakespeare?
Yeah, we came here together. But he said he wanted to make a fashionably late entrance. One look at that Elizabethan ruff, and I'd say it's just a late entrance.
Seems we've got an appearance by the green-eyed monster. That phrase is one that I wrote, but feel free to use it. Yes, it is I, poet, playwright, the Bard of Avon. But please, call me Will.
I'm willing, where there's a will, there's a way. The OGMC and yeah, I wrote a few plays. I came up with several phrases that you still use today. So let me lead you on a, here's one, wild goose chase. Let me break the ice, cause there's a method to my madness. Ask Hamlet, I can be funny or be tragic. Yeah, I love words like Juliet loves Romeo. Like Antonio said to Sebastian, I'll teach you how to flow. I am big pentameter, yeah, I set the parameters for stories that will be told 300 years later on cameras. But isn't it the worst if it a riddle in your verse, and it's so hidden in the words they get a little bit discouraged. So forget it if you heard this bard was only for the birds. I write for everyone, from peasants to Elizabeth the First. I am literature. You know how they came up with the Lion King and West Side Story? I won't make you guess my stories. So as you like it, I wrote sword fights and insane kings, but also true love blooming in midday springs. I was so busy writing, I have not slept one wink. So I'll end my intro here, lest we have too much of a good thing.
Wow, that slaps.
Yes, a true bop.
Thank you. It was totally off the cuff.
Pardon, I know we're from different times. Did off the cuff mean practice all the way here in your era?
Louis, I love your honest nature and your wonderful horn. Speaking of which, didn't you mention jamming out with Jimi Hendrix later? Surely it's become later.
Okay. Oh, raspberries. When he's right, he's right. I've had a lot of fun with you folks today, especially these contestants, even if they are viola players. Well, I better skedaddle.
Bye, Louis. Thank you.
Farewell, dear Satchmo. May the delicate hand of fate guide your every step.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Cool, good, meeting you too, man. And thanks again, Who Was That?
Who Was That?
We should also get going. To a short break, that is. We'll check in with producer Jane with the scores right after this. Eric, play us some jazz Dracula music, please.
It's the blood you don't drink that matters, you know?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome back to the Who Was podcast. Today we're learning all about who was Louis Armstrong and who was William Shakespeare. And now back to your host, Elliot Kalin.
Thanks, B. Let's scat on over to producer Jane with our scores so far.
Elliot and B, Scoobity Bop 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 Dewey. Hazel and Gia are tied at 2E.
Ooh, nice one, Jane. I love that.
Scatting and rhyming with the scatting. A very talented producer. Thanks, B.
Thank you very much. Well,
it's as close as a game can get, all tied up. So let's go on to the next game, because here's the thing. The play's the thing. So let's find out who was William Shakespeare with 4 fast facts.
4 fast facts.
William Shakespeare was born in 1564 and died in 1616.
To this day, he is considered the world's greatest playwright. Take that, Tom Stoppard.
He coined hundreds of words and phrases that are still in use today.
Some of Shakespeare's plays include Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, King Lear, and Othello.
4 fast facts.
Did anyone know that in the corridor there's a machine filled with chips made of potato and something encased in chocolate called nougat? What a remarkable time.
William Shakespeare, I'm glad you're still here. We're actually about to start a game called By Any Other Name, and it seems appropriate that maybe you could host it, seeing as how you wrote the famous line, "A rose by any other name would smell as sweet," in the play Romeo and Juliet, if you'd like to host the game, of course.
Huzzah! The game's afoot!
In this game, William Shakespeare will describe some aspect of his life, but use an odd rhyming word or phrase instead of the exact word that we're looking for. So you must decipher what he's saying and tell us the real word that rhymes with the nonsense word. So, okay, for example, if the answer is big deal, Will would say something funny that rhymes with it, like pig real, which is what I call the outtakes from Babe, Pig in the City. It's a movie starring a pig. And because this is our second game, each question is worth 2 points. Hazel, you're up first. Will, break a leg.
I may be considered the world's greatest playwright now, but I shall always proudly be the son of a humble above faker.
Leather maker? Or glove maker?
That's right, the answer is glovemaker. Remember, the answer needs to rhyme. Glovemaker. Will's father made gloves, belts, purses, and aprons, all leather products. Will's family was firmly middle class, which means while they weren't poor, they weren't rich or the nobility either. Okay, Gia, you have the next question.
When I first moved to London, I was not what you would call well off, but I still loved to stand and watch plays with the other bound sings.
I don't know.
That's all right. The answer is the Groundlings. In Will's time, tickets to a theater performance were 6 pence or 6 pennies for the best seats. That bought you a seat with a cushion. Must be nice. The cheapest tickets were a penny and allowed you to stand close to the stage with the other cheap ticket holders. They were known as Groundlings because they were standing on the ground. Okay, Hazel, this next one is for you.
I used iambic pentameter to write in what was a wonderfully lyrical style called Drank Thirst. In fact, some say I became a master of that style, and I'm not particularly prone to disagreement.
I don't know.
This is a tough one. The answer is blank verse. Blank verse doesn't rhyme, but it does have rhythm. Iambic pentameter is the fancy name of this rhythm or pattern. And if you clap to this rhythm, every other beat is loud. So here's an example. B, could you do the example?
Yes. There you go.
Riveting.
Yeah, that pattern repeats 5 times in each line of blank verse. Thank you, B. And Gia, here's the final question for you.
During the horrible, difficult time of the bubonic plague, it was not possible to perform on stage. So, I became a poet and started writing bonnets.
Sonnets?
That's right, the answer is sonnets. Sonnets are 14-line poems with a very complicated rhyme pattern. Will wrote 154 sonnets over the years, and books of his sonnets are still in print today. And that, folks, is the end of By Any Other Name. Great work, both of you. That's a tough game, and you both did really
you
nicely.
Did great.
And now, exit to Jane, pursued by the scores. It's a fancy way of asking for the scores.
Exactly. And that's what I'll do is tell you. And so, Hazel and Gia, I must implore, you know that you both scored 4.
Ooh! Very exciting.
That's iambic pentameter. Thank you so much.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Yeah. I think we've got a modern day Shakespeare right here.
Sorry.
Sorry. I mean, Shakespeare, you're great too. You're great too. Okay. Close game. Very close. Just like Jane's abilities are very close to Shakespeare's. And again, Shakespeare, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was truly a delight. But now, dear friends, I must away to go eat chicken fingers, poultry, not poultry, with my great comrades. And I am carried gracefully on the wings of the Who Was app.
Who Was app?
Cool, good meeting you too, man.
We'll be back with our final game after this break. Eric, would you happen to have some glove and purse-making music you could play for us, please?
Driving moves, Daisy.
Salut, Who Wasers. C'est moi, Marie Curie. You may remember me from winning multiple Nobel Prizes, or perhaps from my episode of the Who Was podcast, where I played myself. I wanted to take a moment to read one of my favorite reviews about the Who Was podcast. This is from Shake and Bake, and it reads, "Loved this. Me and my little sister love this show. More please, our fave is Harriet Tubman." If you want to hear your review read on the air, make sure to subscribe, like, and review to the Who Was podcast in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Au revoir, or should I say, a bientôt!
When the clock is started.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Who Was podcast. Today we're learning about old school players Louis Armstrong and William Shakespeare. Before the break, Gia had 4 points and Hazel had 4 points. Ooh, it's a tie. Now back to our host, Elliot Kalin.
Thanks, B. You know, I was just thinking about how film is the modern day equivalent to what plays were in Shakespeare's day in terms of popularity and, you know, importance for people. I thought it'd be fun to ask our contestants, what's their favorite movie? Gia, do you have a favorite movie? What is it if you do?
It's actually an old movie. It's Spaceballs.
Oh, what a great movie. Good answer.
That is a really funny movie. Hazel, what about you? What's your favorite movie?
I also actually prefer old movies. My favorite movie right now is Bend It Like Beckham.
Ooh, how sad for me that that is considered an old movie now.
I also feel similarly, as those are movies that came out when I was a kid.
That's right.
It came out when I was an adult.
Well, those are both great movies. I will say, I also love old movies, but like really old movies. I think my favorite movie is probably The Wizard of Oz. I find it very magical, and I always kind of cry a little bit at the end. B, what's your favorite movie?
Well, my favorite movie is B-Movie, of course.
Yeah, sure. B-Movie is a fun movie.
What? No, it hasn't been made yet. It's the screenplay for my biopic.
I hate to break it to you, B, but there's already a B-Movie, like the kind of bee that flies around.
I fly around in my movie. I have this great idea that Jerry Seinfeld is going to do my voice, okay?
No, B, we'll talk about this after the game, after our final game, which is coming up right now, Converge of Greatness. In this multiple-choice game, B will read questions where our two historical figures overlap or converge. And because we're covering two times the history, this game is worth 3 points for each question. It's not a math podcast. Pick the best option as your answer. Gia, this first question is for you. Take it away, B.
Both Armstrong and Shakespeare did not mince words when it came to talking about those in power. But while Shakespeare and other poets of his day often flattered the monarchs with their work, Armstrong was more outspoken. Who did Louis call an uneducated plowboy? Was it A, President Jimmy Carter, B, Governor of Arkansas, Orville Faubus, or C, the King, Elvis Presley?
B.
That's right, the answer is B. During the Little Rock Nine incident, when the governor of Arkansas was refusing to end segregation in the state schools, Louis Armstrong was so outraged at what he saw, he called the governor an uneducated plowboy. Louis was a very popular black musician at the time, and he risked a lot when he was speaking truth to power and giving his support to the civil rights movement in the 1960s. Hazel, you're up next.
Both Louis Armstrong and William Shakespeare worked in team-based professions. Louis was in many bands in his career before leading his own. When William moved to London, he joined an acting troupe called A, Lord Chamberlain's Men, B, Mystery Men, or C, the Funtime Play Guys.
A.
That's right, the answer is A. Shakespeare not only joined the troupe, but thanks to the money from his poetry, he was able to become part owner of the company. In fact, he'd stay with this troupe for the rest of his career, which is how you know it's not an improv troupe. Boom, take that, improv. Gia, back to you for this next question.
Louis Armstrong and William Shakespeare were both writers. Most people know Louis Armstrong wrote music, but he also wrote books. His first book was called A, Swing That Music, B, Please Stop Talking About My Mouth, or C, The Hunger Games.
A?
That's right, the answer is A. Swing That Music was published in 1936. Not only was it Louis' first book, it was also the very first autobiography by a jazz musician. Over the years, he wrote 2 autobiographies, over 10 magazine articles, hundreds of pages of memoirs, and hundreds of letters. And that's aside from the dozens of songs he wrote that are considered jazz classics today. Oh, I suddenly feel like I should dust off my to-do list. Hazel, the next and final question of the game is yours.
Both Louis and Shakespeare got creative with words. Jazz musicians had their own way of talking. Cat meant musician and gig meant job, and he was great at improvising words when he would scat in a song. Shakespeare is credited with introducing many words and phrases we still use today. Which of the following is not one Shakespeare supposedly created? A, Cold-Blooded, B, Puppy Dog, or C, On Fleek?
C.
That's right, the answer is C. Shakespeare didn't invent On Fleek. Kayla Newman, a.k.a. at Peaches Monroe, is credited with that phrase. But phrases like cold-blooded or wild goose chase make their first appearances in Shakespeare's scripts. He also supposedly came up with every comedian's favorite phrase, knock knock.
Who's there?
The winner is...
The winner is who?
We're about to find out just after this. That sound means we're at the end of the game and, alas, at the end of the show. Parting is such sweet sorrow. While we wait for Jane to tally the points, I'd love to hear from the contestants. Hazel, what's the favorite thing you learned about Shakespeare or Louis Armstrong?
I didn't know that Louis Armstrong's book was actually the first autobiography published by a jazz musician. I thought other musicians would have done one by now.
But they hadn't. What's funny to think about is how kind of new jazz was to most people at the time. Jazz, back then, it was kind of like what, I was about to name what the new music is now, but I don't know what the new music is now because I'm too old for it. What's the new music now? Gia, Hazel,
The
new music now?
Yeah, tell us what the new music is now.
Kids are back into vintage. We've kind of like just pretending that we were all born in the year 2000. It's nice.
I guess maybe viola music is the new is the new thing on the block. Yeah.
The future of music is that viola sound.
That's
right. I can't wait to hear it. Thank you so much, both of you, for sharing that with us. And now it's time for the big moment. Jane, please announce our winner.
Elliot and B, I will not lie. Hazel and Gia had 10 points, both. And that's a tie.
Amazing, we've got two winners today.
And we've got a rhyme.
Rhyming all the time.
Jane, your rhyming is getting out of control.
Thank you for noticing.
You're welcome. Well, it's fantastic. Gia, Hazel, you both played great games. You're both winners, so you both get 10 seconds for shout-outs. Gia, if you'd like to go first, who would you like to thank for helping you to this shared victory today?
My sisters, because they said for me to keep reading and reading and reading the books.
That's fantastic. And Hazel, you've got 10 seconds. Who would you like to thank for your victory?
I'd like to thank my friends Evie and Ollie, and I'd also like to thank my cat, Fig.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Great name for a cat. Wow, we have some great pet names today.
Mm-hmm. Especially a helpful cat. Our winners and their libraries of choice were receiving a selection of Who Was books, and I'm going to give my own shout-outs to intern Zach, to Jane, to Eric, to Ryan Darbon, or Darbin, for being our Louis Armstrong, and Adam Protexter for being our William Shakespeare, and of course to Bea, and a big thank you to both of our contestants who played a fantastic game, and to you, wherever you are, for listening. Thank you so much for being with us. Until next time, this is Elliot. Stop talking about my mouth, Kaylin, saying, we're history. Goodbye, everybody! Got a question for any of our famous figures? Send us a voice memo at thewhowaspodcast@gmail.com. It might just end up on the show. The Who Was Podcast is produced by Radio Point, iHeartMedia, and Penguin Workshop, and is based on the best-selling Who HQ series published by Penguin. Hosted by Elliot Kalin, with co-host Megan O'Neill as Bea. Also starring Jane Baker as producer Jane, Eric Shackney as Eric, Adam Protexter as William Shakespeare, and Ryan Darbin as Louis Armstrong. Executive producers are Richard Corson, Alex Bach, Elliot Kalin, Megan O'Neill, Daniel Powell, and Houston Snyder. Our executive producer for Penguin Workshop is Francesco Sedita. Our executive producer for iHeartMedia is Lindsay Hoffman. Written by Devin Coleman, Elliot Kalin, and Megan O'Neill. Produced by Bernie Kaminsky and Taylor Kowalski. Our talent producer is Jane Baker. Our theme song and music are composed and performed by Eric Shackney. Additional music by Adam Protexter and Alan Alvardo. Edited and mixed by Kate Moldenhauer. Recorded by Joanna Samuels. Special thanks to Zach Timpson, Charlotte DeAnda, and Michael Lewis Howard. Sound services provided by Great City Post.
It's the Who Was Podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.